Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
I was after you go in. Yes, no, worse. Worse.
Tell us, what sort of shape are your squad in? I know they've been all around the world and everyone's been arriving back quite late. We've seen the longer term injuries, but who do you expect to have available for Saturday afternoon?
Well, still we need to assess a few players like Chilwell that came from the national team playing two games after that he didn't play with us and played two games. And was, I think, got a knock in the leg in his knee, and today wasn't ready to train and see what happened tomorrow. It can be available to be on the squad or not. We need to assess him. Few another players also, like Enzo, still didn't arrive, and then. Yes, today was a training session that to put all a little bit in the same, you know, level, and to check if for tomorrow to prepare the game and see if they can be available. But not too many new news.
With Chilwell, given that he was injured a few weeks ago, we know that he has been injured a number of times this season. Were you surprised he then played for two games?
You were surprised?
Were you surprised?
But you were surprised. Oh no, I'm sorry, sorry.
You were surprised he played two games for England, given that you are trying to manage his workload and because of the numbers of injuries he's had. You sounded a little surprised.
Surprised, not surprised, I don't know. Is, you know, if not, cannot play with us or cannot be available, that is the first thing. And because he didn't play after Brentford with us, only played a few minutes in the game against Leicester in the FA Cup. Yes, was a little the situation that, you know, that start two games. Maybe it's a surprise for us, but I think it's, yes, bad luck because he got the leg in the last moment on the game against Belgium. And now we need to struggle and we need to pay, you know, in our club. Yes, that is another thing that, no, bad luck that we have, because now we need to see, we need to assess if it can be available or not.
Lavia, we know, is not available for the rest of the season. I mean, I guess you can't miss what you haven't really had. But how is he? Because he's made this big money move, he's played 32 minutes. It must be really hard on a player.
Yes, it's really difficult situation for him, and of course he's sad. He's not, of course, he's not happy because only play 30 minutes. That was for a player that arrived new on the club. But I think it's a scene that you know, that sometimes happen in football. When we signed him, when the club signed him, he arrived with problems from Southampton. If you remember, he has come to train with us in the first months. And then when he started to be ready to prepare, and he suffered a problem in his feet and suffered a surgery. And then when he recovered, only 30 minutes, and got injured, and from, I think was December, no? December, we didn't have the possibility to train with him because never was available for training, never was really close, you know? And that is the thing that is in the last few months, after December, four months, that we have never the possibility to train with him. And yes, really sad news because, you know, always for a player that arrived to the new club, want to perform, want to play, want to help the team. And yes, now we need to wait the next pre-season and the next season for him to be available again and try to help the team.
Just Cole Palmer, I wondered, is he fully fit for you? He obviously missed the Brazil game. He was on the bench against Belgium but didn't come on. How's he, and is he he a little bit frustrated because it's such a short window to impress, to get on that plane? Does he feel like he maybe missed out a little bit?
Yes, I was talking with him. Yes, he's a little bit disappointed because he cannot play or perform in the with the national team. I think the first game was with a small Romanian, small problem, you know. And I think he thought that maybe he can play on the second game against Vinci, but didn't play. But now he's okay, was training well, and hope still one training session more tomorrow, but I think the plan is if he's followed tomorrow in the same way, I think we'll be available to be on the game Saturday.
And just finally for me, last time we saw you play Leicester FA Cup game, Sterling was very the subject of some boos from your fans, and I was interested to read the quotes from Nonny this morning.
From who?
Nonny Madueke.
I didn't read.
Yeah,
if you can. Yes.
How harsh and unfair and upsetting it is, and also what an exceptional character he is around the place. He said, "We know how important he is to us." I wondered how important he is to you as you look to rebuild the club and where you see him kind of going forward, and if it's affecting him.
I think he's about to be calm now and accept the situation. And the most important, with our experience, to manage and deal with these type of things. And then we are talking about a very experienced player. I think what we can do, cannot do, is to create more, you know, bigger things that were emotional in us in some point, you know, because I really believe the fans love our player and love and support our player. And for sure they are going to support him and the rest of the team. I know that the teammate need to be a good teammate, you know, and player can talk and can express the emotion also and the opinion. But I think we need to be careful in the way that we are going to talk and to give our opinion, because I think we need to build a strong relationship in between everyone. And I think things like this, I think we need to, of course, understand, but not to be agree. Like I said after my press conference, after the game and my press conference, not agree, because I think always the player want to perform well and to play well and score goals, and the keeper save goals, and the defensive player need to save tackles and perform really well. This type of situation is bigger maybe than only to pay attention on what happened. I think I was also, you know, suffering the anger of the fans because of the disappointment of the fans and some player also. But I think the whole team were, you know, suffering this situation. But I think the most important is that Rahim is an experienced player, and for sure he understand, and also he made a statement after the game that explained the situation. And look, and now we need to move on. We need to move on. I think to try for us to help, you know, to protect our active, our principal active, that are the player. That is our responsibility, like a club. And then the player to understand that, yes, we need to make the effort to try to convince our fans that we are in a very good way. But I think it's obvious that we all love our players. The teammate loves their teammate, and the teammate need to love their fans, and the fans need to love the player, you know, and love the club. And I think it's a connection that we need to create, that because if not, we are going to lose. Not only us, if not the fans, and everyone is going to lose. And that is why we need to, you know, to be careful in the way that we go to talk and translate our opinion and our emotion. We understand complete our fans, because it's about the emotion and on the pitch. And we pay attention. Also, we pay attention on the street when we are there, because people, you know, people is it's a little bit different. But I think when you want to win and you want to see your club doing well, which is normal that happened because it's not going to repeat, but it's about the expectation. The expectation is so big. It's like we need to win the game before to start. I think we need to start, you know, before the whistle or the kickoff is 4-0, you know, but we need to play and we need to perform and we need to win the games. But I think we are calm. We are calm always, you know, with feeling the responsibility, and we want to create a very good, you know, atmosphere with our fans. I hope Saturday we can create this atmosphere and be healthy again from our fans.
Thank you. Alex, PLP.
Hello.
Came back from behind to beat Burnley last October. With them fighting for survival, what kind of game are you expecting?
Always going to be difficult. And I think it's a team that play very freedom. They feel free to play, and I think they run a lot. They are a very physical team with good players, young players. Yes, I think going to be always tough. For us, always is tough. It's going to be tough because I think we need to be in a different place, and we need to win. We need to perform well, and always because Premier League never you're going to find an easy game. But Burnley is a very good team. It's a very exciting team to watch, and of course it's going to be difficult. No, I think he's doing well. He was great on the last season on Championship, and now they are doing well. We need to, you know, to see that his job is amazing. He's doing fantastic. Because how we measure the job is not only about result, it's about the process and performance, and see, you know, the potential of the team. And of course he's doing a fantastic job, him and his coaching staff.
With 11 league games to go, what is your message to your players ahead of this final part of the season, and have you got a realistic target in your head?
It's to win the next game. I think we cannot to plan too much and to go to the end. I think we need to plan to win the next game. The next game is the most important, and then we will need to move into the next one. Of course, with all the circus, and like we were talking before, I think the most important is to try to get the best balance. I think it's fighting with this circus, as I think it's always about to, you know, to try to be right in our decision every time that we need to pick the starting 11 or in the game plan for every single game. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex. Last question in broadcast is Rahman.
Mauricio, if I could just ask you about Romeo Lavia again. You said he arrived from Southampton with a problem, and it took him a while to make his debut, and it was just for 30 minutes. Was it a relapse of the problem he arrived with, or that was a new problem that has kept him out and will not keep him out for the rest of the season?
Sorry, you can repeat, sorry.
He said...
Yeah, I understand, but the last part you say...
Is it the same problem that he arrived from Southampton that is going to keep...
No, different problem.
Can you share a bit of details on that?
But it's difficult to explain all the situation, no? It's difficult to explain because I am not doctor, you know, and be precise in the information. But the most important is to make clear that we, in 9 months... Only few weeks was with us, directly training with us. And the most important is that he arrived and he cannot train it because I think when the club signed him was injured, and I think was his hip or I don't know what was the problem. And then when he started to train with us, he suffered a knock in his feet and suffered a surgery. Yeah. When after was training with us a few weeks, he was available against Wolverhampton but didn't go in. And then again, Crystal Palace goes 30 minutes and got injured in his quad. And then never again has the possibility to train with us. That is why maybe, you know, son. I don't know, you show me son, oh, the method of Pochettino are so hard, no? I said, what if he didn't train with me? Yeah, but that is the people that need to talk. But it's sad. It's a sad situation, no? It's a sad situation. That hope that he can become stronger. For sure, we are going to help to become stronger. And yes, and be available for the pre-season and then for the next season to show his real quality.
Have you ever had a situation like this? Almost every week, there's about 8 to 9 players out injured.
Yeah, more, 10, 12.
That's the team of this season. Have you ever had to deal with a situation like that?
Before?
Yes.
Before. No. Always, no? Something happened after 15 years, you know, being coach. One season maybe happened like this.
Great, thank you. Cameras off, please. That's the end of the broadcast section.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.